It is 9:09 right now with the NSK. Tite, wait there. Oh, okay. There we go. Sharp. Mm. It's 9:09 with the NSK. Shekwan, thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive.
Yes.
This is Namibia's heart and soul. Every single Friday, we do our little bit, our little best bit to bring you personalities. And newsmakers, very important people.
My dear.
VDIP. These are the people, when they come to the club, the bouncers, everyone move away. They don't even ask who it is. They know.
They know.
Yeah. And one such person, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, has to be Robin freaking Nakambo, man. What? What are you talking about?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on, man. Robin.
Yay.
I'll see Ruby.
How are you doing?
Do you know what just came to mind right now? That if Robin ever had to walk into a place, like even if you don't work there, you want to serve her and be like, do you need something?
Do you need something? do you need help? Are you okay? Anyone bothering you?
Yes.
What do you need?
Let me know.
Ruby, welcome to Fresh FM.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Firstly, Happy New Year to you too.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yes. I missed you guys' faces. You guys look amazing.
Thank you. I think it's just
I know you guys for too long.
I mean
we started in the industry together.
Yes,
and
true.
It's something to see how phenomenally you guys have grown up and sort of just gotten into yourselves. You guys are amazing and you're doing so
thank you. Love it, man. Listen, Ruby, when it comes to you and to your brand.
Yeah.
What is this? 15 years plus?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're getting old.
No, I was about to say, it just means fine wine.
Yeah, right? But also, when we give reference to the years that she's been in the industry that we've known her for, it's not necessarily to pinpoint the fact that she's old, it's the fact that, you know what, she's still a snack. So, how are you doing today?
Oh, no. Like, okay. Oh, my word.
Oh, my God. Wow. You look amazing.
Yes, I mean, but like, Ruby always looks amazing, but today's like, wow.
Wow.
You guys are making me shy. Shaquan said she's going to make me cry today, so I'm just like, the universe already started. Now what's happening? What a work.
Ruby, where did you finish school, by the way?
So I finished school in Bloemfontein.
Seriously?
Yeah, in Bloemfontein, South Africa. So I was there from, I stayed in Pretoria for a bit and then went to Bloem. So I was there basically from grade 4 until matric.
Oh, okay.
Do you speak the languages? Do you?
Kibuwa sesotho nyana.
Oh, that is so sexy. Oh my gosh.
So we just the same way you had to do vernacular in school, we had to switch to that side.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you say is one of the, how would you say being that side or growing up that side actually was a little bit of a different experience to probably some of us that grew up here?
I think it's just the exposure and sort of the mindset. I find that having moved back, what was difficult was the fact that Bloem is not the big city. It's not Joburg, it's not Cape Town, but Namibians are so vested in everybody else's business.
She'd been wearing that top for 2 weeks now.
Yeah. So, on the other side, people couldn't care less, really. You know, it's the population is too big for you to be worried about what NSK is eating for breakfast or dinner. You're doing you, boo.
Yeah.
Because it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, you know.
Yeah.
So, you need to be on your A game all the time. So that's definitely one thing. And then also just the way I look at certain things. There's certain people that are just sort of not open to a lot of things that are going around them, but they're more just focused on now. I've got this job now. I'm going to execute it now. They're only paying me $5, so I will only put effort in for
$5. Come on.
Where I grew up, you are millions of people, not 2 million of Namibians, millions of people.
Yeah.
So when you get a job that's paying you $5, you need to work as if they're paying you $5,000 because you need to stand out. And as much as I was, when people look at me or that side, it's sort of, I'm one of them. They just peg me. I speak Afrikaans, so they peg me as a colored person. Because I mean, there were coloreds that were in my class that were darker than me, so they just think, you speak Afrikaans, you're like,
so let's go, you are ours.
So I never had like xenophobic attacks or whatever the case might be. But at the end of the day, you just feel like you need to do so much more because you're a foreigner. As much as they didn't treat me as such, I saw other foreigners that we were in class with and school with that were suffering at the hands of that because they looked it. You get? So okay, we just constantly had to work. That's why when it comes to my influencing, I'm not just, they're paying me money. I'm not just going to take a picture with my phone. I'm gonna get some professional photographer to rope them in to say, guys, let's get this done.
This is a really good point, actually. I think it's one of the things that people misunderstand. I mean, obviously, we're going to get to that conversation.
Yeah.
That people don't necessarily understand when it comes to influencing and building a brand like the one that Robin has built for herself.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There was a maybe a little bit of a reference. You know Michelle Lindamase?
Yes.
She also mentioned the same thing.
Of course. Okay, there we go. There comes the connection.
The reason she was talking about how people were complaining about her red card.
Mm.
So if you had to approach... another brand A and then compared to brand Robin, for example, what they pay for brand Robin is not what they're going to pay there, because they understand that she's not going to just take a picture like she's saying.
Yeah.
She's hiring a filming crew, the what the works and everything, and that obviously represents your brand a little bit more. I think that's what people don't understand about influencing.
Yeah.
You know what, Ruby, I want you to quickly use this platform right now.
Yeah.
Brag. We want you to brag. Call it the Ruby brag.
Yeah.
Listen, you must blow your own horn. You must blow your own horn. Help me with the number of endorsements that you currently have, or the number of endorsements that you had in the last 5 years or so. You know what I mean? Some of the big brands that you've worked with. They say, Lester, I am the face, or I am doing influencing work for this brand, or I'm connected to this brand, or this brand simply uses me and no one else.
In Namibia.
In Namibia.
I'm just saying.
Breaking time!
Yes.
Breaking time!
Okay, so when it comes to South African brands, the two that I've worked with thus far is Soften Free, which has been my most lucrative deal to date, as well as Epimax. And guys, with Soften Free, the levels there, I was just like, Kumukuru, what is happening? They are like, you need to fly in for a meeting. I'm like, really? Bags are packed, I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
Let's go.
And then they come here, and they, in fact, when they met me, they just wanted an influencer. And me being me, I went and sold a dream. I went to sell a product.
Of course,
what are you guys doing here? They're like, no, we're doing A, B, C, and D. We've got a campaign. We've got a what?
Yeah.
We've got a what? I said, look, I've been working in this industry for eons. I'm going to organize the interviews. I'm going to organize this, that. In actual fact, they sort of brought me in not only as an influencer, but as a consultant as well. Because now you're doing more than what meets the eye.
Yes.
Always just remember to constantly read the room, and when need be, push. Why are you limiting yourself? The world is your oyster.
Oh, man.
Push.
Wow.
So, and then we've got the Epimax deal. Epimax is fantastic. Y'all know me and my Epimax, I roped in my siblings as well, because I'm just like, I need to put my family on a level, where I wish somebody else would have put me there to make things a little bit easier
for
me.
Come on.
So y'all can see I'm molding my little person. She's just a mini me.
She's a little you for real.
And people are loving it. People are loving it. And then we've got the likes of Avani. We've got Castellite. We've got, the ad hoc stuff that come and go.
Yeah.
But definitely my bread and butter when it comes to influencing is all my brands, because at the end of the day, I don't like, and I'm not shunning anybody that does the advertise with me. The only thing with me is I sell an exclusive brand. If you are going to pay me $200 to post this water, it diminishes my quality for the person I want to charge $10,000, $20,000 a month
for.
So just keep that energy.
So it's levels to this game.
No. She's speaking my language.
Yes.
GMTM. What?
Absolutely. So, Ruby, just to something that has been on my mind is just the fact that, you know what? Yes, we know you've been in the game for so and so long. We've seen you on TV. We have, known you from the time of hosting the beauty pageant for Coca-Cola at the beach back in the day.
CJ,
no, listen, know you, babe.
Miss Palm Beach.
Miss Palm Beach, So from that, right? And, we've read articles and you've been on air yourself.
Yeah.
What would you say are two things that we have still not read about you in the daily papers, heard about you on radio, but two things that are very, very close to your heart and very sentimental to you? I'm coming in now.
I told you.
Clearly. Okay, I'm going to keep it more work related.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing would be, and this is something that I put down as a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
A lot of people would know me only for entertainment. And I strategically did that. Mm. I kept my corporate side out of my Ruby life.
Yeah.
Ruby
yeah.
the dime life. Mm. I kept it out. I kept it separate.
The ultimate the reason... dime, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There,
yeah,
there's the me. Ultimate. I'm just, listen, there be people on the street claiming to be the dime, so we only know one.
So because of that, I felt like I didn't want to mix things.
Mm.
So I kept it aside.
Yeah.
But I realized that we are at that age where we need to start yeah. owning who we are.
Mm.
I'm a holistic brand.
Mm.
And by holistic, I need to celebrate that element as well.
Come on. Mm.
Hence
yeah.
why I recently got awarded the, I think last week I got awarded the best performing department.
Mm.
And generally, I wouldn't even put it on social media or what. I wouldn't go on about it because I'm just like, near das verte, netable. But now I decided I'm going to make noise about it because I need to sort of encourage a Namibian girl child that's out there to say, yes, you can live your dream of being on TV, being on radio, being an MC, whatever, but... also
hold it down.
Also hold it down.
Hold it down. Yeah.
Have that safety net.
Yeah.
Guys, if anything COVID taught us is that we need to be stable in this economy to take care of ourselves, to take care of our loved ones. If it wasn't, and I'm being very honest, if it wasn't for my day-to-day job, which is my corporate job, I don't think I would have been surviving. So we need to make it clear because a lot of people are sort of just they don't have direction in terms of they look at social media and they're like, you know what, I want to be like Shaquan. Shaquan, that she just wakes up and she's just in her bed making videos, so I'm just gonna do that. I'm gonna get myself a rich husband.
He's
going to pay for my life. Why do I gotta work? And then they even do this thing of I'm not an 8-to-5 gal.
You know what? People also,
I've seen that.
The misconception is, that people don't understand, or people need to understand, is the fact that 8-to-5, honey, supplements those other side things.
Yes.
Multiple streams of income.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
So please, that's one thing I'm definitely going to be putting forward. A lot of people already, even today, I just did a video of me doing radio interviews for work purposes. My DM, literally, as I was sitting outside, people are coming through talking about, I want to be doing what you're doing. How do I get into the corporate space of A, B, C, and D?
Mm.
I'm already doing what I envisioned myself to do for this year.
Come on.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. Fantastic. It's 9:21. We're speaking to Robin, a.k.a. Ruby
Nakambo. Wait, what's your house name?
Esther.
I was just talking about the Esther Fast a little bit earlier on.
Yeah. Oh my word. Okay. So Ruby, aka Robin Nakambo, aka Esther, but only her home people call her that.
Please.
Don't you dare come here in the street and be like, hey, Esther, I'm here. I believe. Stick around. We'll be back in a bit.
On February the 3rd, you're welcome to visit Telecom Namibia's brand new breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
It's Namibia So Hard and Soul with the NSK and Shaquan. This is where breakfast comes alive. This is where radio comes alive. As a matter of fact, breakfast is on us now.
As a matter of fact, above average.
Above average also. What?
You think we sit here, you think we arrive at Future Media at 5 a.m. every morning
and
do
not
the show
blow
from 6 to 10
horn.
And then sit here till 5 preparing for the next above average thing?
No, please. Now, I'm going to do something that I don't usually do. Okay, Osi Ruby.
I would be scared if I was
I'm usually not the sentimental deep guy. You know what I mean? It's usually that's actually Shaquan's job. That's her thing. Okay, I'm like the loud, controversial one.
Okay, okay.
But I'm gonna do something for you right now. I've got someone online here right now.
Someone that is
exceptionally special to you. In private conversations, you said, and you mentioned, and you said this person is the person that showed you the ropes. This is the person that took you under her wing.
With my tissues.
And she, and she showed you what is it that you need to do, how you need to structure yourself, and just like stay away from nonsense. Osi Weya.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Osis.
How are you guys in the studio this morning?
We are good. How are you doing at the office?
Ah, man, you know, we can't regard.
find attached.
You know what I'm saying?
That's for my last email.
Yes.
Ruby, how do you feel?
Look, anybody that knows me, and I'm going to get teary. Anybody that knows me, yeah, anybody that knows me knows that I love wear to bits. Now, getting into this industry, like I said, is not for the faint-hearted. Not many make it through. The fact that I'm looking at you guys right now, I'm just like, I'm so in awe and I'm so excited. You guys heard me earlier on.
Yeah.
And Wea coming in just took me under her wing. And she's like, okay, this is us. This is where you go. This is what you don't do. And this is what not. So before anything hits the fan, or whether it's a celebration or what, Wea knows it. Wea embraces me wholeheartedly. Wea is the chief whip. If I'm messing up, yeah, he tells me my truth. Whether I'm going to hate her for today or tomorrow, siblings fight, that's all right. She's just like, I'm still going to tell you. I'm going to say sorry because you're crying. I'll comfort you, but I am still going to continue telling you that you are wrong here or you are right here.
All right.
So I love her. I love you, sis, honestly.
So, Wea.
Yeah.
You know what? I really have to commend this moment. Honestly, I'm not getting emotional. Such a baby. Okay, so the reason why I just want to commend this moment is because as women, and we know this, it's very hard to be in spaces with other women where we constantly celebrate one another.
Absolutely.
I think for a lot of the times, it's like you get into spaces and as opposed to, let me plug you with this gig, let me put you or mention your name in boardrooms where you're not, or whatever it is that could elevate you in some sort of way, I see Robin as a threat. So Wea, I honestly just want to applaud you, obviously, in this moment for that sisterhood that the both of you have. But I wanted to ask you, maybe if you can take us back to, okay, Wea now. if you can take us back to the moment of how, I don't want to say how you fell in love with Lil Ruby at the time, but also how it is that you got to align yourself with, listen, this is someone that could be big in this industry. This is someone that I want to be close to. This is someone that I need to protect. What was that moment?
I think, Shaquan, I saw, like, you know, seeing Ruby being hungry. I think the hunger that I saw in her and the fact that she genuinely really was excited about getting into the industry, and obviously me being a couple of years ahead of her and knowing what,
like, just
the industry can,
because you're still young, yes,
and what the industry can do for you. You know, there's a couple of things I wish somebody had taught me, and that sort of kind of took my hand and said, like, you know what, don't go there, do this, do that, and
come
stuff
on.
Like that. And I think ultimately in life, that is what we're supposed to do. If just take each other's hand, because it does not take away from me, but it just really adds on to me, because blessed is he that gives and he that receives. So basically, like, what do I have to lose by helping somebody else, you know, getting into that space? So I think it was really all about that.
Okay.
And seeing her, we just connected. I think it's really hard to put it in words.
Yeah.
And it was just say, like, you know what, let me help her.
You
know, find her space, and she found her space, and she just ran with it. And, you know, if somebody wants to grow, they're not afraid to fail. So try it, fail it, ask for advice, and keep moving.
So I think maybe what I'm also seeing here is how you poured into Ruby, and Ruby is now, I'm also going to help my siblings, like you said, with the endorsements that you have and so forth. So Wea, since we're running a little bit out of time right now, maybe just, I know you guys talk all the time, but if you had to, because, you know, before she goes to the office right now, if you had to fill Ruby's cup, if you had to pour into her cup now, what would you say to her?
I think, really, in short, like you rightfully said, like we're constantly speaking, constantly, showing love on each other. I really just want to tell her that to stay focused on her goal, stay consistent, and go for everything that you want, because what is due to you will never go to somebody else. Never miss her. So keep pushing. Keep whatever, the noise, cancel the noise, because you're purposefully here, and that's pretty much it. You know, Shaquan, people probably have said things about you so many times. Look at you now, girl. So that's all I want to tell her. Like, look at you now. Where were you? Look at you now. And, you know, if that's anything to be of motivation, just, like, it's the sky ain't the limit, girl. Just keep on pushing. And you know I've got you. And you know that.
Aww,
I love you.
I love you, sis.
Why do I have a feeling you're also tearing up, Weya?
Absolutely.
Are we all tearing up?
I'm sure there's somebody listening. They're also tearing up.
Yeah.
It's really, you just, as long as you know that you've got people cheering you on, no matter what life throws at you, you've got this.
Weya, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you. I'm not even going to get started on my own with you. Like, we have our own relationship. We'll talk to Hoba. Sharp Weya, thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Rui?
Yes.
Your words, your final words?
Thank you guys for having me here. Honestly, thank you guys so much for having me here. Mm. And I just want to say that you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Continue. Inspiring, being the voice for the voiceless, the watchdogs for the nation. So I know it's not, what you guys are doing is not easy. A lot of people, I mean, I've been in your shoes, and a lot of people think it's just to come and talk.
Turn on the mic.
It is not. Our industry, unfortunately, has it's not where it used to be in terms of the people that are coming in, because they're not putting in the effort. But you guys are doing that. Yeah. You guys are now veterans. You guys, like you said, the one thing you mentioned, and you were just talking randomly, but you said you come to work in the morning and you leave at 5 because you're preparing for the next day.
True.
Back in the days, that's what you did. Some people now, they're like, I'm going to work, but I don't know what I'm going to do. You even come a little bit late. You come a little bit late.
Reading newspapers for people who can read for themselves.
Exactly. you need to put in the effort, and that's exactly what you guys are doing. Yeah. It's engraved in you. The world is your oyster, and I'm just wishing you guys well. For the listeners, thank you so much for indulging me. Even the viewers of my life, thank you so much for indulging me. I don't think I would be here if it wasn't for everybody. One thing about me is I intentionally, everything that I do with intent. And when I'm around people, I take a lot from people. One thing about Chaekwon today, one thing that I'm taking away from our conversation, you mentioned about women breaking each other down and how we need to start uplifting one another.
Yeah.
Your words were amazing, because that is exactly what we're going through every single day. So woman to woman, thank you for being that pillar, for being that woman that stands up for others and says, you know what? Let's put you on this level. Yeah. Let's elevate you. I've seen your page. Your page is amazing. Your page is all about motivation. I'm tearing up. I'm just stumbling. Your page is all about motivation.
Yeah.
And that is something that we all need day to day. So continue doing just that. NSK, you are my partner. NSK and I did a show last year towards the end of the year. And we loved it. I think it was the first time we actually
shared a stage.
An MC gig together.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for many, many more. Guys, I'm advertising.
Duo
here.
Yes.
But one thing about NSK is he works relentlessly for what he wants.
Come on.
He was talking about an acting gig that he just had, and he was having sleepless nights, and now he's here. He was even getting into just the mental space of men and how we shy away from that. And that's something that you yourself also owned, to say, you know what? We need to advocate more about mental, you know, mental wellness. How are men doing? How are you really doing? Not the facade, but the genuineness. So I love you for that. I love you for owning that. Not many men can talk about something like that. Continue doing just that and being the ray of sunshine you are. I mean, there's no day I speak to you and you're just like, life is like, yo.
I think Ruby's the first person to get me very close to a tear. We shall leave it at that. Ruby, no, but thank you so much for your time.
Honestly, thank you so much for being here. Continue being the star that you are. Keep pouring into yourself, into everyone around you. Continue. Listen, I gotta say this. I need an air horn.
Okay, let's go.
Continue being the high value woman that you are.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much.
All right, this conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. It's www.freshfm.com.na. For now, let's get ready for DJ Scott.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaekwon.